Growing vegetables has helped my rehabilitation. After a high-flying career both in and outside the military, member Andy Johnson shares his journey of adapting to sight loss and forging a new path in life. Member Andy was keen to find a new hobby that would benefit his family when he lost his sight and was forced to retire. The hobby he chose was to grow vegetables in his garden, which not only gave him an activity he can succeed at, but also helped him maintain his mobility. Andy, 66, served in the RAF for 24 years between 1976 and 2000, when he was discharged as a chief technician. He says, "When I was around 14, my parents took me to see the movie The Battle of Britain, and from that movie I was hooked on the camaraderie, bravery and the whole spirit of what I saw as the Royal Air Force. I applied for an apprenticeship as an aircraft technician and was lucky enough to be one of 180 offered a place out of 10,000 applicants. The apprenticeship was the making of me and made me who I am, the resilience and determination to never give in." Andy's first posting was to RAF Kinloss, just outside Inverness, where he spent 5 years. During his time there, he flew with Nimrods around the world, being on hand to maintain the aircraft. From there, he was posted to RAF Odium to work on Chinook helicopters and then to RAF Akrotiri in Cyprus for a 3-year posting. He says this was the cherry on the cake. I'd been there with my mum and dad when I was 3 months old, as my dad was in the army, so I had vague memories from my time there. I finished out my career at RAF Lynham and left the RAF in 2000, having served for 24 years as both a man and a boy. Following his service, Andy worked for the airline Flybe, heading up the airline's maintenance department, which covered most of Europe with around 19 bases and 300 engineers. He says, "My apprenticeship and military training have always stuck with me. Resilience, respect and team working." Andy first discovered he had glaucoma shortly after coming out of the RAF at the age of 40. He says, "When I was 61, that's when my eyes started to give me real problems and I couldn't figure out what it was. I thought my reading glasses and sunglasses kept slipping down, so I would be constantly pushing them up as it was like the top of the glasses was blocking my vision. Then I started to lose my peripheral vision. The eye drops I was taking for my glaucoma were no longer working." These days, he has very little peripheral vision left. He says, "You could be standing next to me and I wouldn't have a clue you were there." "As for my central vision, it's like I'm looking through a letterbox. Everything is very grey and it's much worse in the winter due to the light levels." Due to his sight loss, Andy was forced to retire earlier than he'd planned. He says, "I had a very senior level job and I found it hard when I retired and just became a bloke, a chap with no power and no responsibilities. That was the first thing I had to get used to. But it wasn't until I stopped that I realised how much pressure I'd been under. It was actually nice to lose that and just really slow down." But shortly after retiring, he was diagnosed with bowel cancer and underwent surgery and 5 weeks of chemotherapy and radiotherapy. Fortunately, Andy recovered and in 2025 began to receive the support of Blind Veterans UK. He says, "The welcome week served quite a few purposes. I had no idea what to expect, but the whole setup was brilliant. I rely a great deal on my family and my wife in particular, and there are points when you feel like she probably needs a break. My stay at Rustington gave her this while I was in a safe space. The staff were out of this world, as was the food. I had the opportunity to have cane training, which for me was a big thing. My local pub up the road is a 5-minute walk, but I couldn't go on my own. My objective with my long cane training was to get to the pub. At first I saw myself as this old geezer with a long cane tapping along the road. But after doing the training, I started to realise that this is who I am now, and it's not so bad. I can get to the pub and to the shop. I can stand tall. It's actually quite a skill to use a long cane, and it's changed me. I've grown in confidence. I've also been helped by the charity with technology, such as a magnifying glass, good lighting, and tech for my phone. It's not just Andy's confidence that's growing. He's made the most of having free time and has taken up gardening and growing vegetables. This allows him to provide for the family and maintain his mobility. Gardening is an activity that you don't have to rush. I can do it in my own time, and keeping my plants watered is quite physical and helps me to maintain my mobility. I also manage to mow my lawn by using markers placed at the borders that I can see and aim towards, allowing me to cut the grass in straight lines. Last year, Andy's bumper crop included courgettes, aubergines, and cucumbers. Here's his tips for any aspiring gardeners out there. I grow my crops in the greenhouse or in raised beds, as this makes them easier to access. I grow the seeds into seedlings, starting them off indoors, and when they are stronger and healthier, I plant them into pots in my greenhouse. I group the different crops together so that I know where each vegetable is, and I use labels written as largely as I can to help identify them. In March, I start turning the soil in my raised flower bed, ready for planting my root veg. I try to grow plants which are quite large and have fairly large fruits and flowers to make it easier for myself. Last year, I planted cherry tomatoes, but I won't do that again as I kept standing on them. If you're going to grow cucumbers, don't go for the long ones. Choose a shorter, stubbier variety as they grow much easier. With chilies, buy a plant rather than trying to grow them from seed. Pollinate your courgettes. The female flower has the start of a tiny courgette at its base. The dog flower doesn't. Get a makeup brush, twiddle it into the dog flower on the stamen, put that into the female flower's stamen, then you'll get courgettes. Aubergines need the right size pot to let them grow, and they need a lot of sun.